You are about to receive a phone call from a correctional facility. Your conversation will be recorded and may be monitored. If you do not wish to receive this call, please hang up now.
This call is originating from the Macquarie Correctional Centre.
Yep.
Hey, you know, you've got to look at it from my perspective. I've been through hell. Now it feels like everything where I live, everything's built on a deck of cards again.
Not exactly, but yes.
You know what I mean?
You're not getting picked out, Rachel. There's no tomorrow. It's either 3 years away or 2 years away. It's not today. Okay.
So. Yeah, but that scares me.
But it's either we invest in this business up and going, or we have then if you had an income from that, then this would last for ages. There's no question. You know. If the business can sell, and it does sell, and they can fix these little glitches and make it streamlined and fix these issues and grow sales, then problem solved. You know, if it doesn't, then I've got to buy him out of the property.
But why didn't Michelle have that caveat filed, like, so they can just sell it if they want to? They're fucking hopeless with money.
I have the document signed. It's okay.
Yeah.
Nothing's done half-assed. It's all fine. No one's... Even if he wanted to do anything, he can't. I have the document. So.
He's not selling this property. That's the dumbest. What, to put it into a dead horse? What an idiot.
Well, he knows that's the property. That's why. Because he knows that's the only way he'll get money out of me. For that.
Yeah, because he knows that we've got nowhere to live. So it's a dirty play.
You've got nowhere to live, and you've got a place to live and a roof over your head. And I like that Isabel, and you have a roof over your head and that you own it and you can invest in it. And it's going up 10% a year. And that's
great.
Before the metro.
Yeah.
And when the metro goes, it'll go up again. So we'll always make money out of that apartment.
Yeah, I want Isabel
to
have
it. So I can make real money and give you a better place to live. That's the way
it is. But Isabel wants, this should be Isabel's apartment. She should inherit this.
She can, yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, I just have a different view of
Banktown
money now.
Banktown today is not the greatest area, but it's better than shit-filled nowhere, you know, so.
Fine
I'd
by
like
me.
To move you back into the east, and that's my plan.
I don't need to live there. I'm actually happy. I'm not at Kambala. I hate it. I hate the culture. I'm much better where we are. The bitchiness, the snake pit, all those horrible women.
Oh, those horrible people. Rich fucking
horrible.
Miserable cunt.
They're mean, like, and they're dumb and they're shallow. And I've learnt so much.
But
like,
they're rich.
I've learnt,
they're rich.
Doesn't matter. That's all they care about. That's fine.
That's all they care about because it's the only way they can judge people. They
only
value
good
people that have money because that's all they know. You know, because they didn't come from money, so they don't know that money doesn't mean shit for fucking personality. Yeah.
It doesn't mean shit for a lot of things, like when it's anyway.
Anyway, so you're not getting kicked out. No one's moving you on. You don't have to stress, but it's a choice you have to make. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to say these are your options. Have a think about it. We can.
Well, what I think is,
I buy
I've
him
got...
out of the equity of the property and then keep renting, but then we'll need an income, or I'll need additional money from somewhere, on the parents or somewhere else, to keep you in the rent, or an additional money that you earn, or the business, we go the other way, invest into the, you know, more money into the property. Mm-hmm. And he uses that for the business, and the business eventually gets up to a break-even sale point.
Okay. Do not give that business another dollar.
Well, I'm not giving the business the money. I'm giving the property the money. So I'm buying his equity, and he's using that to fund his
business. That's right, because he is an idiot with money. You've just highlighted that the fact.
He's not an idiot. He's actually pretty good, but he's juggling. He's lived off this money instead of using it for the growth of the business. He's used it to live off. That's all he's done.
Why would you do that when we could have been? My daughter and I could have had it.
It went into buying half the property. I had the choice, remember, it was rent for 4 years and have nothing to show for it, or invest into the property and rent. I chose to do half and half.
Okay.
Because that way you had something to show for it, because the value, the way it works is in 3 years' time, the money I'd put in to invest into the property would be available from equity in the property. So thereby, the rent would, in 5 years' time, I'd break even. So thereby, that money wouldn't be lost. That's the way I did it. So in three to four years' time, the value of the property will pay back the money I've paid for the property and the rent. So thereby,
how much of this property do you own?
Currently 50% plus another 25%. So it's about 70% right now.
So they've lost, so they're so stupid that they think that business is worth more than an investment property.
Well, yeah.
Well, it's not.
It's not, but that's the way they do it.
But do you think
that
this is worth
that? Look, if it wasn't for Gary,
that?
You wouldn't have this property. So, you know, so it's a bit of a mixed bag. It's not an ideal situation. I've been very stressed about it. It's caused me a lot of anxiety and stress because it's
of course.
I feel a lot of pressure from it as a result of, you know, decisions I didn't make, but... I have managed to work around it and get through it.
And what's he got to say for himself?
He believes that he can get the turnover up, and these are the reasons why. We've gone through those. I think it'll take longer than he thinks, and it'll take more money than he's got. But yes, he can break it even. It is possible. It is growing. Mm-hmm. And it is growing $1,000 a month, and this needs to grow $2,000 a month.
Yeah, but not on your back. See,
it will be
on
my back, Rachel.
Back.
I am doomed if I do, and I'm fucked if I don't. So,
well, how could you get yourself in a position with a man who's cornered you into? No, don't do it. That's my point. So how could this man corner you into investing in a dead duck? That Jay, you.
I didn't invest in the business, Rachel. Let's be very clear.
I invested
in the property to give you a place to live.
And that's what I want.
He has used the money, but that's not the purpose of what he does with the money. Is his deal?
Correct.
I bought into that. Okay. I didn't buy into the business. I bought into the property because I believe in the property. Okay?
100%.
And it gave you a house and a home, and that's what I invested in. So let's be very clear.
Right.
I never
Fabulous.
Agreed to invest in the business. The fact that he used the money for that has dug a hole for me, but it hasn't. I could just keep paying rent and be happy days. But now he's dug a hole. He's wanting the money from either the property or from me. So that's the problem that I in. Because one way or another, he needs more money.
I know, but can't he lean elsewhere?
Can I what?
Can't Gary lean elsewhere?
I wish he could. Obviously.
That's what he needs to do. You know what I mean? Like, you need to convince him in a nice way. Lean elsewhere.
I've tried. 3 months of
You know why? Because Nina's so arrogant. She's like, oh. I don't want to lean on my family.
Unlike you, need to need Nina's father. They owe you money, and they owe me money, and get that money. Oh, no, it's too hard. I'm like, what's so easier to pin it on me in jail than it is to chase them? The fucking guys are killing me. But, yeah, that's right,
anyway, and that's disgusting.
That's pretty. And Nina's like, oh, but it's hard for us too. I'm like, yes, but my hands are tied.
Yeah, but they're living a better lifestyle than I am. Yeah. They're not missing out, darling. They're not missing out.
No, of course not. Well, they are in their view, but you know what I mean. So
they live in Rose Bay. They spend a fortune on, you know how they go out and eat at the restaurant. They still
do
it. Not as much, but they're still doing more than I'm doing. But I don't care about that shit anyway. But
I don't care about that. Look, I care that if the business could turn itself around, then we could earn enough money out of wages to cover rent, which would then solve my problem. That's the answer. So that's the risk.
Yeah, but it's
that
too much
did
of a
to get
risk.
To break even. No, but if the business did get to break even, that would solve all our problems. So
all right. Give it three. No, I don't want you to put any more money in it. Don't do it. That's a hard no from me. I'll put another three. I'm happy to put 3 months of my time in.
Well, we need to talk with Gary and you and me. It's not a decision to make right this second, but it is your decision. So. I'm not, you know, I know you don't listen to me anymore, so I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm just saying this is the situation, talk to Gary, work out, you know, you get a feel for it, and then we'll chat about it. So
I don't know how to talk to Gary about these things. I don't understand. I just want the property to be secure.
Well,
that's it.
The property is secure. I've got the cave getting lodged. The lawyer's been engaged. It's all happening, so that's secured. I have the agreements all done, so there's no risk there. The risk is time. You know, it's one funding it one way or funding it another way. Either I've got to buy him out or I've got to lend him out, one of the two. If I lend him out, at least with the income, I can get it back. If I buy him out, then I need to find other money. So that's really what it comes down to. I have my tax return coming in. I've spoken to the tax office and I'm progressing with that. And I'll probably get more money out of that. Now I can maybe convince my parents to do something, you know, but that's about it. I'm pretty limited with what I can do.
Yeah, I know you are, and that's why I'm angry. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. You've helped them a lot.
Yeah, I have, and I've helped everyone. But that's okay. I'm all right. I'm fine. I just want you to be okay. I'm half and half in terms of, you know, just buy you out and pay the rent and then find out the money, or we grow the business to a point where it pays an income in 3 to 6 months.
No.
That would solve my problem.
No. I know it would, but it's, see what I mean? It's a roll of the dice.
What's the roll of the dice either way?
It's a roll of the dice because I just think that business is a hard slog. I talk to businesses. I ring people.
It's a hard slog.
You know, it's like it's not, and I'm very good, very good. But you've got me. She's got her head so far up for us. I don't know that, you know, it's not as easy. Call back because I'll get your Wells Fargo thing. Call back.
I'll call you back.
Straight away. Okay, bye.